hey, welcome to part two of the TBI thing. Remember wife, PSA. And then, like, I'm like, hey, what's wrong with me? Marine Corps, get diagnosed, put on SSRIs. Those aren't really working. Try something else. And here I am. Finds the... So too much estrogen, too little testosterone, thyroid's messed up. There were some other things as well. I don't remember because they're not as interesting. Honestly, I was like, I sort of fixated on those three, but there was like 20. And there was a bunch of stuff that was off, including insulin. Now, insulin was funny because it's the same problem. He's like, your insulin is like super, super off, but you don't have, it's not, it's like your thyroid, the regulating hormone is off, but the output, which is like some triglyceride thing in your blood system, isn't. So we're not going to treat that. We're not going to treat those two because it's not off. The other ones are off, so we'll treat those. Essentially, to make a long story short, you got to put on TRT. Relatively low dose. And then that comes with a bunch of other things. So you don't just shoot testosterone. So if you're go out there and you're like bodybuilding guy, go to a doctor. There's ones out there. You'll find them. Just keep trying. Don't do it yourself because you don't know what you're doing. And you won't take the right stuff. You need to take not just testosterone. You need to then take an estrogen blocker. And then you need to take something that's called a luteinizing, which is like drug, which basically like tells your testicles to not stop producing testosterone so that when you get off of it, you don't go ape and ape. And I will say that, and then there was a bunch, there's a few other things that I don't even, that are like over the counter type supplement stuff they told me to take that is not, I don't think is interesting. Those are like what would require, prescription, and there was a bunch of things that were not out of whack or that were in like yellow zone, but I just don't remember them. It's like a list of like 20 or 30 things this guy's looking at. Those are the ones that, you know, I told him about like my weight problems. He's like, well, yeah, because if your insulin's like that, it's going to cause da 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 da, and you're going to have a problem. So anyway, so I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, this has probably been going on since I was a kid, because like, while I would be in the range for that because of where the machine guns are placed on the helicopter, the bullets are basically traveling right by your head, and the concussion from the machine gun, which you can, you're basically sitting by the barrel tip end, or operating one can cause it. I mean, I never really got hit by a bomb, which is usually what's going to do that. But the guy, you know, when I talked to the doctor, when I told him that, he's like, look, it doesn't matter when, really. You have it. You have all the symptoms. You have, like, damage to your head and endocrine system. And sometimes that can actually be caused by the stress itself. So, for instance, so what came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, Navy SEALs often have thyroid issues because they're so amped up for so long, it just wears it out. So there you go. And, so it's kind of strange. I'm like, huh, well that kind of explains a lot in my life. 'Cause my parents, like, you were such a happy kid when we left you. They always assumed I had like basically had PTSD since I was a little kid. Like you had a trauma, and did we do anything to treat it? No. But whatever, like those '80s, it wasn't so much a thing. I probably fought it. They're from a country where I don't think they would just be, oh, he's a kid. And I would bet psychologists be like, he's a kid, he'll get over it. Well, they didn't think that. And I'm not sure they even knew about the concussion. They knew about the broken arm. I'm not sure they knew I was knocked out for quite some time. I mean, I was out for a while. It wasn't one of those like concussions. Like I had one in playing lacrosse where I went white, like the world didn't turn black, it turned white for a couple seconds. And I got up and I was shaken, not stirred. And I went back in the game, I don't know, 2-3 minutes later, I was back into at least cognizant enough to do that. This was like, I yeah, I was just, you know, I just laid, I remember laying there on the concrete, just sitting there. I wasn't in pain yet. The pain wouldn't come until they had to re-break my arm and reset it. So, but yeah. So when she said that, I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I can do this little commercial for you. And so it's like kind of like mildly personal. Although, you know, what are you going to do about it? You just got to fix it and move on. You can't help it. Right. It's like, but I'm the type of guy who'll throw pity parties. So once I figured that out, I got kind of like bitter and jaded for a while. And I can't help it. It's just how I am. I just sit there and just be mad about something that I really should just get over. You just got to get whatever, like, you get pissed off about the hand you're dealt. It don't matter. And no one cares. No one cares. Like, I'm not sure your mom cares. Like, you just have to, like, get past it. And you just have to, like, learn how to deal with it and move on. The nice thing about it is once you know, it makes it easier to deal with, because you're like, oh, this is that thing. This is that thing coming out. It's not just like, well, I feel this way and my feelings are justified. I know enough now after like years of, you know, doctors and therapists and stuff, that it's like, and self-reflection, that I feel a certain feeling. That feeling isn't going to go anywhere good. If I act upon it, it'll feel good. And sometimes, it's mainly I just get angry. And sometimes I want to... You know that feeling you have when you get into, like, let's say you get in an argument when you're a kid or something, and you just, like, afterwards, like, I should have just punched that guy right in the face. It's that same feeling. Like, I get into, like, almost argument with my wife. And instead of, like, yelling back at her, I just, and I sort of walk away. I used to just fight every time. Every one of those times. I wasn't going to let anything go. You're not going to push me around, da-da-da. Recently, I mean, like, the last 2 years or so, I just started letting it go. And I just ate the immediate rage. It's like a headache. Like, I can feel it. And I would go upstairs or whatever, and I would just stew for like 30 minutes. Thinking of like ways to kill her. Not really, just angry nonsense. You know, calm down. And then the next time I saw her, she would have also calmed down. And then she apologizes. Our relationship used to be a lot of me apologizing to her. Now, it's a lot of her apologizing to me. And it's kind of funny that way. Because the only thing I think has really changed, she has very little... She's getting better, but she was not very introspective or admitting to fault or able to whatever feeling she had. She would just rationalize that feeling, which is most people, which was me for most of my life. I'd have a feeling, I would go with it full blast, and then maybe afterwards I'd be like, oh, that was incorrect, sorry. You know, I had a lot of apologies in my life having to deal with what's the word I'm looking for, like, just being a dick, right? I was a dick a lot when I was a kid. And I had to say sorry a lot. It had mainly to do with alcohol, was my particular issue. But, you know, that sort of thing just, I mean, it happens, but it shouldn't, right? So, but anyway, but yeah, so that's basically it. And then I really thought about this, and I was like, wait a minute. So I got this, I dropped on my head as a baby, essentially. And then, well, no one dropped me. I fell. It was an accident. And then I got in a car with a drunk chick in high school. And we went to a place called Seven Hills. And, well, okay, what's Seven Hills? It's this place where there's like these drops. Like the road, you're going uphill and then it suddenly goes downhill. You can get air in a car or a motorcycle. My one of my friends, Bob, he got a motorcycle in his after college, so in the early 20s. And the first thing he did was take it to Seven Hills and wreck it. Well, not wreck it, just like put it down, which scratches it up. So he scratched up his brand new bike like the minute he bought it. Probably hurt himself a little. I did the same thing. I went over. We went over the first hill. The car rolled. I put my head through the passenger rear window. I thought I was in World War One. Okay. At first, I didn't know. I just got out of the car, and we had crashed into thorn bushes, so I blasted through those. That would, you know, didn't feel nice, and I'm just didn't know what was going on. And then I started, like, thinking I was in a trench in World War One. I thought it was in a movie or something. It was, like, out of a movie. You know, I was just dazed and confused. I had a few minor ones playing football, but football is going to fuck you up no matter what. Like, you shouldn't play that sport. You shouldn't let your kids play that sport. And then, like, playing lacrosse, I had, like, lacrosse on the end, you can get concussions, and there's occasional hard hits, but the helmet's more to protect you from the stick. And the hit I took, my last high school game, for Christ's sakes. Then I went and played in college. I played club. Just no hitting. Gentleman's league type thing. Was like really stupid on my part. I did a blind turn. Essentially, I turned around into a guy, and he got me right on the side of the head. He actually twisted my, because I didn't even tighten my helmet. Another stupid thing. My helmet had actually rotated around. My nose was sticking out of the earpiece. How silly that is. But in any case, I did miss a step. So I was going through this process where these medications and these therapies weren't helping me. They helped some. But I wasn't getting anywhere near. Like, I could kind of hold a job down, but like, if I didn't have 2.5 standard deviation IQ, I'd be homeless. The only reason I managed to get by at work is because I'm very good. But I'm extremely inconsistent. And it's because of the... I think it's because of that. Those PTSD and da da. I veer off. I can't pay attention. That COVID recently just made it worse, but whatever. So... But when I did focus, I get like 2 hours of work done in 20 minutes. And that's been saving me my whole life. See how that's a problem, though? Because you make the minimum, but you're not getting anywhere, right? And when everyone around you is, it starts to suck and be painful. So, that being said, I was trying to figure it out. And one of the things I did is I just said, hey, I got the psychiatrist to give me, I'm like, can I go see a neurologist about this? I think something's wrong. This is before I went to the fancy doctor in California. And I went and had this thing where I did all these like hand-eye coordination, balance stuff. I couldn't stand up on one leg. And some other things, which is weird because I don't feel like I don't have good balance, but I don't. And so, which is odd because I got all those through all those obstacles. Anyway, in OC, whatever. So, and I was like, hey, she said, yeah, you have neurological damage and blah, blah, blah. She's like, I don't remember what the exact quadrants, but it, and I was like, should we get like an MRI or something? Or is this, she's like, no, because I already know what the MRI is going to say. And even if, see, you already have the mental illness piece, the PTSD piece, that manifests itself the same way. So the emotional damage causes physical damage, which is crazy, blew my mind. But all's not lost. So yeah, I went to the fancy doctor and I got on a different treatment and it improved. So instead of being at like 50%, I got up to like 75%, right? You'll never get, I think part of the reason is because it happened so early that it'll never get to be 100, but it gets to be manageable. And it's at least manageable now. I don't yell at my kids. I don't fight my wife like every ounce. I don't walk into a Publix like ready to fight every single person. Like, you think that, oh, that's silly? No, but that's how I was. Wherever I was in public, I view every single person as a threat. That's insane. You cannot have that. In fact, it's tiring. And because it's tiring, you end up like not wanting to do it. Do you know what I mean? Like you get tired of it. You're like, you know what? I'm just gonna stay home because I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to have to go through the like emotional exhaustion of dealing with this crap. So eventually, you know, you can see how like, you know, sometimes maybe veterans become like shut-ins because you're like, you're just like, dude, I can't. What do you mean you can't? I mean, I can't. I just can't. It's too tired. I'm too tired. It's too hard. But you got to overcome those. You can't allow yourself to just like melt into the side thing. So if you have those issues, I would have them checked out. There's, if you're former military, the Fallen Warriors will pay like a portion for this one particular doctor. And what I would say is like, you know, people make fun of SSRIs and people may make fun of like, oh, SSRIs are bad because, dude, don't believe the hype. If you need it, you need it. It's going to have side effects. They're not all that bad. You will gain weight. I gained weight. Maybe you won't. 10%. I think that was it. When I looked at the side effect thing after a while, and Zoloft said 10% of people will gain weight. Of course I gained weight. So I'm fatty and a glutton. Even off of it, I'm fat. I'm just not as fat. I'm fat because I love to eat and I lack discipline, impulse control. But that's not, and also like some of these traits I have may or may not be related to this. I don't really know, right? I don't know. I'm guessing. I had like, you know, 4 concussions from 0 to 19. Then some other mild, minor stuff after. So I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Was it because I drank too much? Maybe. Who knows? But you just, you know, try to fix it and move on. But it's definitely something to consider. Like, you know, and with this medical stuff, where especially when it has to do with, like, mental and it's not working and da-da-da, you got to try. You got to keep trying different things. Like I said, even within the SSRI thing, you know, I tried Prozac for a while and then I tried Zoloft and I took a bumper to the Zoloft. Now, that bumper to the Zoloft is called Bupirion. I would actually still be on if it were up to me. It wasn't because the VA wouldn't return my calls. In fact, since the last couple months, I've called twice trying to get a mental health appointment. Nope. I'm about to just pay out of pocket. I tried calling a couple of psychiatrists and neither have taken basically the VA. You can use that outside of the VA. But they have to take it. So they don't. And I haven't found one. So I'm about to like just suck it up and there's a Headspace, I think it's called. It's like an app on your phone that you can like just talk to the guy on screen chat. Like, all right, cool, man. I can do that. Just keep trying different things. If it's not working for you, don't hide from it. I think I hid from it for, you know, probably about 30 years. And part of the time I didn't know any better. By the time I was in high school, I should have known. It was recommended to me that I see a psychiatrist after the car accident. And by the way, I was not the most injured person in that event. That's something else I need to say. The girl sitting shotgun spent 6 months in a hospital from like, I want to say April to the following school year, maybe March to the following school year. Yeah. It changed her face dramatically, like Mark Hamill level. She has her one arm has metal rods in it. And that's just the injuries I remember. There were more. So I think she broke her leg as well. I can't remember the rest of it. It was a lot. I mean, this girl was like It's so funny. There's five people in the car. That girl who spent 6 months in the hospital, me, I just had like, had a concussion, had a bunch of, had to get glass pulled out of my head when the last piece fell out when I was like 23. This happened when I was like 16. Then there were three more girls who really weren't injured. One of them was helicopter. The driver was helicoptered out with the girl that was really hurt because they were testing her for alcohol. And it's funny because it took, we were on this country road, you know, and I mean, I grew up outside of Baltimore. It's pretty country. By the time the helicopter showed up to pick her up, to take her, to have the whatever was done to check her, I think they gave her a breathalyzer. But even by the time the cops were able to show up, because here's what had to happen in 1993. Someone had to drive by and find us. That somebody then had to turn around, drive back into town, which is like about 10 minutes away, find a phone, call, and then, and only then are we looking at like a five, whatever, a couple minute response for the cop to show up. That cop's going to show up. The first thing that cop's going to worry about is that girl in the car. Like, I was, half my body was just covered in blood. Because, you know, head injuries bleed like crazy. I mean, like, I think the one of the girls tried to help me. And, like, I think the entire half of my face was just, like, covered in blood. I think she was pretty freaked out. And so, but at the end of that, they all went to and had, like, group sessions with a psychologist. And they wanted me to come, and I refused. I think some of them hated me forever for it, like to this day. And they were like good friends. Well, three of the four were like good friends of mine at the time. One of them, who I wasn't that great of friends with, like never talked to me again. I think she like actively hated me. Maybe not for that reason. I don't even know why. It could just be she just didn't like me, which is always a possibility given my general attitude, especially with women. So anyway, seek treatment if you have problems. It's actually not that big a deal. You'd be surprised. Like 90% of people in America, we just don't, you know, it's been talked about a lot. We just don't live like we're supposed to live, which is like far more social, teamwork-oriented environments. You're not really supposed to work as a human being in a cubicle by yourself. And you can tell because people rebel against it, right? Cube slave. When you are working in a cube, you'll find that people come over to talk to you all the time. It's because they start, like, it starts to become too much to just sit there in front of your computer by yourself. Some people do well. I do okay with it, but not everybody does. And then invariably with that un-okayness, you end up needing things like SSRI. And so, yeah, and that's what I would say. I wish that as a teenager I had gone to a psychologist with those girls. I wish that I had, like, just told my parents, like, hey, Mom, I'm too sad to go to school, or I'm too anxious to go to school. And this isn't like, I wasn't being bullied. I wasn't, there was nothing to fear. My grades are fine. I only did the work I wanted to do. I didn't care if I got zeros on this. So it's like, and especially like by the time I was a sophomore in high school, there was no one that could bully me. Really, one guy. There was one dude that could have if he wanted to the whole time. Well, he didn't get scary till, but one guy that really could have really effed me and it would have worked. Because otherwise I would just push back. There's one dude that I've been like, yep, not going to mess with you. And he was my friend, sort of. Like, we were friends. And then he went kind of crazy. But one dude. So it's not like I'm one of these kids that has anxiety over school because I'm going to go and I'm going to get picked on or people going to make fun of me. I mean, I got my balls busted by my friends, but it was never like, it was just, it was like fun. But yeah, I would just some days just wake up and there's too much anxiety for me to go to school for no reason. complete phantom. And, but instead of being like, hey, maybe that's weird and it's not normal and I probably should get that checked out, I was just like, psychologists, psychiatrists are for pussies. And anyway, all right, cool. I think I went way past the interesting part on this one. Sorry. Almost sorry about it. All right. Love you. Talk to you later.